All right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here. We are now joined by the poll winner, Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Going to go straight to questions. We'll start with Jeff Gluck.
So, like, when you come here, even though before, like, you get, even get in your car, are you like, I'm running the top and qualifying, like, I'm committing to that no matter what my car feels like?
100%. Yes. There is not a question in my head of what lane I'm going to run qualifying. So there's a lot of things to be determined. Where I position my car on the racetrack is, it's pretty set in stone. That's where it's going to be for sure.
So why is it not concrete?
So I was fortunate enough to do the tire test. I think it was the tire test for the next gen car here at Kansas. And whenever I came here, we had abundance of tires, and I was able to back-to-back running down, running middle, running high, and it was pretty clear that the top was the fastest lane. And I remember coming here for the first next-gen race in 2022. It would have been the spring of 22. I think I was the first guy to qualify on the top, and it was just from the experience that I had at that tire test. So it's a unique racetrack. You know, all the other places that we go and you run high, you run high on older tires, but Kansas is like the one place where you can run high and make lap time on new tires as well. And I think, you know, it's just the progressive banking that that this place has in it. And yeah, it's fast for whatever reason.
Bob next.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. A couple of questions. First, how do you translate this poll into a win this time?
Well, I haven't done it yet. So I don't know. Kansas has been a weird track for us because we come here and we obviously qualify really well. But it seems like over the course of the long run, I just haven't had what I need to compete with the best cars. And we're consistently good. Like we finished top 10 a lot. We're on the verge of top five. But certainly the last or every race since the next gen introduction, we haven't been the winning car here. So with that being said, we haven't left here and said, we hit it perfect either. So I think a little bit of car work and me working on myself as a driver and hopefully I can, you know, continue to improve and drive better tomorrow than I have in the past year and we can have better results. So it's a tricky racetrack because the top is so fast, but your balance changes throughout the course of the run so much that you have to move around and you can't be committed to the top. It's honestly a little opposite of Homestead, where Homestead you kind of run down and you migrate to the wall. Here at Kansas, it seems like you can start at the wall, and then as the run goes, you're gonna move around and get away from it whenever your balance starts to change.
I mean, so do you have a winning car? I mean, is there any reason why we shouldn't pick you to win?
There's a lot of reasons why you shouldn't pick me, Bob. I can go down a list. So. Yeah, but I feel good. I feel good, and certainly in practice, it felt different. Like I felt really comfortable in the car here. And most of the time I haven't felt comfortable over the course of the long run. So, you know, I don't know. It is Kansas and you know, there are certain couple guys that are always going to be up front. But you know, hopefully tomorrow's the day that the 20 car is up front.
We'll go to Lee next.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Short of putting bubble wrap around the 20 car, what can you do to protect yourself next week at Talladega?
Win this week. I mean, yeah, that's a great question. And there really is no hiding, although it does feel like the fall Talladega race has been a lot calmer than the spring race the last couple of years. So I don't know. Super speedway racing, you know, I've been very vocal. It's not my favorite style of racing. And that puts a lot of emphasis on this race tomorrow to try and get some stage points. Obviously, winning would be ideal, but certainly going to Talladega with a big cushion is our number one goal.
If you were in the driver's meeting this morning, did you leave there with anything that might give you a little bit of, I don't know, more sense of security going in there next weekend?
No, I mean, they're obviously talking about potential changes. Nothing's been confirmed yet. But whatever the changes aren't going to change the fact that, you know, the Toyotas haven't qualified well. We're likely to not qualify well, which means it's going to be tough to score stage points in stage one. And yeah, I mean, nothing's going to be earth shattering. We kind of know what to expect going into Talladega and Daytona. And yeah, so I don't see any big changes on how the race plays out.
We'll go to Daniel next.
Daniel McFadden, FrenchFish.com. It's been windy this weekend. I think it usually is here, but I was curious, how differently does the wind affect the next gen car compared to what the old car, especially at a track like this?
I don't know. These things are just way more on edge than the old cars were. The old cars, you could slide them around and catch it. So you just have to be more mindful of what the wind's doing to your car. And definitely today, the balance was pretty split. You know, one and two, I think everybody was fighting pretty tight in one and two. And then you get to three and four, and it's a lot looser. So you just have to be careful, because this thing is just a knife's edge, where the other car, even if you were tight and you slide the front tires, it wouldn't take off on you, you know? So this car, everything about it is just, you have to be a lot more precise and cautious driving it.
Caleb next.
Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. We've seen a lot of great finishes here at Kansas with this next-gen car. Do you think this track has the capability of hosting a championship race in the fall?
I do. If weather was not an issue, I think it would be a great place to hold the championship. And, you know, we did the – I think that was a question at Media Day of what track should get the championship event. And I said Vegas. But, you know, Kansas, certainly it could be an amazing championship race venue if weather is not an issue. So – you know, the next gen car has just, it's raced so well on the multi-lane intermediate racetracks. So you look at here, Vegas, Kansas, Vegas, Charlotte, those three are really our best races now. So, any of those three would be an amazing, you know, final race. Homestead too. You can put Homestead back in there too.
Any additional questions? We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. So what is on your mind now, between now and tomorrow, after having this new this comfortable car and potentially in a better spot than even though your other pole years here?
Yeah, just you know, go back and study data from practice and see what was good, what was bad, and myself and Adam, we haven't even really debriefed, so I'm sure he has a lot better idea of where we need to improve and what our strengths and weaknesses were from the practice session. It all starts tomorrow by winning the start. You know, I've won the pole here several times, and sometimes I'm able to lead and sometimes I lose the start, and that's a big, you know, part of the run. I'm not going to say the race, but part of the run is getting the lead and getting that clean air. And then, you know, if you can get the lead and get clean air, you're going to lead for a period of time, and then just managing it from there. So it starts at the wave of the green flag to make sure that you get the launch and get out front. And then that's a big first step of the race.
So how aggressive are you to get that lead at the beginning, even though it's a long race at that point?
I mean, you want to do everything you can, but obviously you're walking a tightrope, and you're managing risk versus reward, and obviously the risk is much greater at the beginning of the race, and whenever you get down to the end, green, white checkers and stuff, you know how the stages have played out, if you have points in the bank, and then that risk versus reward meter is going to read a little bit different. So certainly you want to race hard to get the lead right off the bat, but you're not going to put yourself in jeopardy to hurt your race.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Christopher. Congratulations and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Don't do it, Bob.